Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the first week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 1. In confessing that we have full comfort in this life and the next because of the saving grace of God given to us in Christ Jesus, we now look a bit deeper into what it took for that comfort to be made ours, and what God did in order to secure salvation on our behalf. Heidelberg Catechism, question 1. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. In 2001, Keith Getty and Stuart Townend collaborated on a song that was titled In Christ Alone. It is a somewhat creedal song, singing of the specifics of God's grace given in the gospel of his Son, and many churches have sung it as a part of worship services. But some mainline churches have rejected it for a line it contains, which is, "Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied." This idea of substitutionary atonement and Jesus shedding his blood to satisfy the wrath of a holy God was, and is, repugnant to many in the world who cannot fathom such a thing. Getty and Townend rejected the request to rewrite the line, and rightly so, as it is precisely because of this satisfaction of God's wrath that we can have true and everlasting comfort. For as we will see in studying the Catechism over the course of days and weeks, the wrath of God burned hot against us because of our sin. But Jesus, as we confess, with his precious blood, has fully satisfied for all our sins. He has done so with that price we could never pay, the price of his own blood, as he died upon the cross. As Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19, we know that we were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. And as John points out in 1 John 1, verse 7, it is the blood of Jesus, the Son, that cleanses us from all sin. And, as John goes on to say later in 1 John 4, verse 10, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Here is the love of God given to us, as he sent Jesus to die, to shed his blood, to satisfy the wrath of God, so that we might be cleansed, and that Jesus might purchase us for his own. Though we have all, as Romans 3:23-25 says, sinned and fall short of the glory of God, we are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. As we look to Christ in faith, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that his sacrifice has fully satisfied for all our sins. As we look to our Heavenly Father in faith, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that he has cleansed us from all unrighteousness because of the blood of the Son. As we look to our great God, we can know, without a shadow of a doubt, that his wrath has been satisfied, and as those who have been purchased by God himself, we can have great comfort and full assurance that we are his and he is ours. Praise be to God that he has satisfied his wrath by his own offering of Jesus Christ, and that the precious blood of our faithful Savior covers us and cleanses us, that we might know salvation and the great comfort of our souls in this life and in the next, where we will rejoice to give our God all the glory, for he alone is worthy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.